Hello.
Hi, good evening. Yeah, hi, sir. My name is Stanley, calling on behalf of Metro Research. I'm conducting an opinion survey and I'd like to ask you a few questions about the upcoming election.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. Just your birth year, sir, would be sufficient. Can I please have that?
2003.
Thank you, sir. 2003. Thank you, sir. And the highest level of school you completed, all the way up
right.
A degree?
Right now I attend college.
College, okay. Thank you, sir. Perfect. And Caucasian, Hispanic, African-American?
African-American and Hispanic.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And so let's see. Okay. Thank you. And let's move on to the next question. Are you registered to vote, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. And as you may know, there will be an upcoming election for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices in November. How likely are you to vote this upcoming November 2024 elections? Almost
I'll be able to vote. Yeah, certainly.
Certainly. Okay. Thank you. And how motivated are you to vote in November 2024 elections on a scale from 0 to 10?
I'll say about 7 or 8.
Okay. Can I have one? I need one specific number just for the survey.
Do 7.
7? Thank you, sir. And how much power do you feel your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10.
I'll say about a 5.
5. Thank you, sir. Think about the upcoming elections in November 2024. What are the most important issues for you when voting this year? You can select up to 2 of them. The first one being the cost of living and inflation. Next, we have abortion. After that, we have racism and discrimination, followed by crime and violence, voting rights and democracy, climate change, criminal justice reform, police violence, healthcare, immigration, student loan forgiveness, jobs, and the economy. Israel-Palestine conflict.
The criminal justice system and cost of living.
Cost of living. Thank you, sir. And moving on, we have, let's see. And now we'd like you to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people using from the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means feel very warm and favorable towards them. 5 means you feel neither warm nor cold. 0 means very cold, unfavorable. Joe Biden.
I'll say 6.
Thank you, sir. And Hakeem Jeffries.
7.
Thank you, sir. Donald Trump.
I'll put him at 4.
Did you say 4?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Kamala Harris?
I'll put him at 8.
Democrats in Congress.
Democrat.
Scale from 1 to 10?
7.
7. Thank you, sir. Republicans of Congress.
I'll give that one about a 6.
6. Thank you, sir. Next question. And if the 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Joe Biden, Donald Trump, a third party, or independent candidate? Are you undecided, or would you not vote?
An independent party.
Okay. Third party, independent candidate. Thank you, sir. If you had to choose, for whom would you vote in 2024 elections for president, Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
For 2024, I would have to go with Trump.
Thank you, sir. And if the 2024 elections for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate, the Republican candidate, are you undecided, or would you not vote?
I'm undecided.
Undecided. Thank you, sir. But if you had to choose, for whom would you vote? Democrat candidate, Republican candidate, undecided, will not vote.
Democratic candidate.
Thank you, sir. When it comes to the campaign promises for that President Biden made to the black people during the 2020 election, would you say he has kept all his promises, kept most of his promises, kept some of his promises, kept a few promises, not kept any promises?
Kept some of his promises.
Kept some of his promises. Thank you, sir. Would you be more likely or less likely to support a candidate for Congress whom had each of the following priorities or traits, or would it make no difference to you? So,
it wouldn't make no difference.
Okay, so look out for people like me.
Okay.
What would that be? Would it be, if more or less likely, and you are much more or less likely to support, or somewhat more or less likely to support them? Somebody that looks out for people like me.
More likely.
More likely. Okay, thank you, sir. And brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable.
More likely.
More likely. Thank you, sir. Puts people over politics.
You can't say that again?
Puts people over politics. The choices are much more likely to support them.
Much more likely.
Much more likely? Okay, thank you, sir. Grows the economy.
More likely.
Thank you, sir. Wants to build black wealth.
More likely.
Thank you, sir. Secures the border.
Less likely.
Thank you, sir. And now we have defends our democracy.
Democracy.
Okay, so it's much more likely to support or makes no difference, much less likely to support?
Most likely.
Most likely. Thank you, sir. Moving on to the next question. And by the way, we're about at 40%. For each of the following priorities or traits, please rate how well you think it describes Democrats in Congress on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it describes Democrats in Congress extremely well, 5 describes them somewhat well, 0 describes them, means it does not describe them well at all. Protects abortion rights.